I said to the lads before the game that, you know, we owed them one, because last year at home we got beaten the last kick of the game 2-1, and obviously away from home we were 1-0 up and they were down to 10 men and we managed to lose the game 2-1. So, but no credit where credit's due. They went about the jobs in the right manner. We made 6 changes from the other day. Started the game really well, you know, passed it around well, created 1 or 2 opportunities, got the all-important first goal, which is massive, through Jack's good finish. And then, you know, coming in at half-time, you're telling them what's going to happen. They're going to come out, they've got to have a go, they're struggling at the moment. You know, they did have a go second half against Mansfield at the weekend and probably, or could have easily won the game. So we weathered that storm. They had a lot of momentum, the crowd got behind them, but they never really threatened Scott Davis's goal, and we kept hitting them on the break, 1 or 2 opportunities. Could have chose a better choice of pass or a better decision to get people away. But as it is, we got in, Kev's flicked one in, Jack's gone in, and some great footwork, and put it in 2-0 on 80 minutes, so the game's dead then. You know, you could see their fans leaving, booing. The players are deflated, and it was just a case of being professional then and just seeing the game out. So fantastic to win, you know, 2-0 away from home, clean sheet. You know, it wasn't much wrong against Carlisle the other day. Probably should have got something out of that as well. But, you know, it's football that happens. But pleased to be back to winning ways, and certainly finished the calendar year off on a positive.
Just shows what Jack Redshaw can do when he's on the top form.
He is, yeah. I mean, it didn't really suit his style today. The pitch, as I say, first 20 minutes wasn't bad. You know, when we did pass it around really well, and Jack's a big part of that, when we can pop it into his feet and, you know, his low centre of gravity, and he gets away from centre halves and his movement. But, you know, the weather we've had, it cut off, it got really bobbly, and passing second half certainly went. And when he's shown up for the ball, it was bobbling off his shin and things like that. So I don't think he played particularly well in that respect, but he's a goal scorer that hard to find. You know, that's why we've had the interest on him in the past. For one reason or another, he hasn't really reached the heights of what we wanted this first half of the season. Whether that being an injury, whether that being the move to Peterborough breaking down, who knows? But, you know, he'll be made up today to get back in the team, you know, after us making a couple of changes, and to put 2 goals in the back of the net, that'll certainly give him a boost. So we're made up for him. But, you know, there was strong performances right throughout today. As I say, we made quite a few changes. Young Adam McGowan coming at right back at 18, playing against their danger man as well, and I thought he was excellent, strong in the tackle, got forward, his decision making was good, his positional play was good, not in phases him. You know, he's strong minded and he's definitely one for the future. Probably not up to the levels of Sean Bealey at the moment, but he's got big boots to fill there, but he was superb. You know, Tom McCready's first start today, he did well. Ryan Williams come back on the side, as did Alan Goodall. You know, so it's great. You've got to have trust in your squad, and I made the changes for the right reasons. It could have backfired, we could have got beaten, everyone would be moaning, why did I make so many changes? But thankfully that never happened. I think 2 games in 2 days is a big ask at any level, certainly at League 2 on heavy pitches as well. So as I say, we made them for the right reasons. It come up trumps. Jack was one of them, he got us the 2 goals, we got a clean sheet, and happy days.